God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that you've joined me today on this episode of Revelation. I believe that God is going to minister the truth of His Word to your heart today. We're continuing our teaching series called Thrive, Live Life to Its Fullest. You'll remember that last week in episode 1, we discovered that God wants you to thrive in every area of your life. He wants to bless you abundantly. And today we're going to see that no matter what the circumstances you're facing, God wants you to thrive, and He's got the power and the grace to help you overcome and thrive in all areas of life. Maybe you're facing difficulties or trials or tribulations today. You may even feel discouraged about your circumstance or situation in life. But the good news from God's Word is that He can help you to overcome. You can walk in victory no matter what is happening around you. So let's go to the studio right now and receive revelation from God's Word. May God richly bless you as you listen to His Word. 100 years ago, there lived a godly woman named Fanny Crosby. Now, even though she was a godly woman who loved God, nevertheless, Fanny Crosby knew what adversity was. Right from birth, she faced multiple difficulties in life. She was born to a poor family. Her father died when she was only 1 year old. Her mother was a poor house help. But worst of all, when Fanny was just an infant, she caught a cold in her eyes. The regular family doctor was away, so another doctor was called in to treat her. He gave Fanny a prescription for her eyes, but when she put the eye salve in her eyes, it was the wrong medicine. She went blind completely. It was later discovered that the man who came to mistreat her was actually a quack doctor. When Fanny was 5 years old, it was confirmed by another doctor that she would never see again. Her family was too poor to send her to a school for the blind. It seemed Fanny had no future and no hope. How would she ever enjoy life? How would she ever find happiness? Certainly, no one ever believed that Fanny Crosby would thrive. And no one would have blamed her if she was bitter against the man who blinded her. But Fanny was determined not to feel sorry for herself. When she was just 8 years old, she wrote her first poem. It went like this. Oh, what a happy soul am I. Although I cannot see, I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. With such a positive attitude, Fanny set about to make her life a full and rich life. By God's grace, when she turned 15 years, she was able to go to a school for blind children. She learned how to write poetry and hymns. She excelled in her classes, and she remained as a teacher at the school after she graduated. She fell in love with a man and married a fellow teacher who was also blind. Fanny never pitied herself for being blind. She often said, "Don't waste any sympathy on me. I am the happiest person living." She told her mother, "If I had a choice, I would still choose to remain blind, for when I die, the first face I will ever see will be the face of my blessed Savior." Fanny Crosby went on to write over 8,000 hymns, bringing encouragement and hope to countless people. Among my favorite of Fanny's hymns are "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine," and "To God Be the Glory." Oh, Fanny Crosby faced adversity, and yet she learned how to thrive. And in her story is a lesson for all of us. For you see, the greatest testimonies are not from people who never face adversity. The greatest testimonies don't come from people who've never suffered. The greatest testimonies come from people who overcame adversity and lived a life full in spite of it. For when we thrive in adversity, we demonstrate God's overcoming power and grace. You may be surprised to hear me say today that we can thrive in adversity. How is that possible? How can we even thrive in adversity? Well, that's a question we all need to ask. For you see, adversity is a part of everyone's life. No matter who you are or what your status is, we're all going to face adversity in some way at some time. Yet Jesus has promised us a full life, a life that thrives. And by His grace, we're going to discover just how we can thrive in adversity as we look to God's Word today. Well, we began this series last week and laid a foundation that will help us today and in the coming weeks. If you missed last week's message, I want to encourage you. Go to my website, www.revrcw.com, and watch the episode online, for I know it's going to bless you. And when you visit my site, why not tell a friend about it too? You can even invite friends over to your house and watch the past episodes of Revelation together as a group. Last week, we began this series by discovering the amazing truth that God wants you to thrive. Remember the words of Jesus found in John 10:10. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness, more and better life than you ever dreamed of. You see, friends, the good news is that God has a good plan for your life. No matter who you are or what you've done or where you came from, God wants to give you a full life. He wants you to thrive. And the way to thrive is to connect with Jesus, for He is the source of all life. And when we draw close to Him, we thrive. The problem that most of us face is this. We've taken our focus off of Jesus and put it on our circumstances. Rather than thinking of God's promise, we think of the trouble we're in. And when circumstances don't go our way, we feel discouraged. See, you may think that you can thrive only when your dreams are coming true. You may think that the full life that Jesus promised only happens when you get lucky. But friends, the good news is that you can thrive not only in the good times, but in all times. You may say to yourself, well, I hope to thrive one day, but right now I'm just trying to survive. You may think thriving has to wait for better days. You may even be in difficult circumstances right now as you're listening to this message, and you think that you're going to have to get through them first before you can thrive. But let's understand something today. God's plan for your life is good today and every day. Today is your day to thrive. It's not tomorrow. It's not in heaven. It's now. And when you understand that you can thrive even in adversity, it will change your life. In fact, let's understand the definition of thrive right now. Here's what the dictionary says about the word thrive. It means to grow vigorously or to flourish. It means to gain in wealth or possessions or to prosper. And it means to progress toward or realize a goal despite or because of circumstances. In other words, to truly thrive, there must be an obstacle that you've overcome. To truly live a full life, there must be difficulties that you conquer. So, how can you thrive even in adversity? Well, there are three truths that will help you thrive no matter what your circumstances. And here's the first truth today. You have to choose your reality. You see, friends, there are two realities in this world. The physical, what we can see, hear, touch, taste, feel, and experience. And then there's the spiritual reality, the unseen world. Now, the spirit world is just as real as the physical. But because we can't see it, we're often more influenced by the physical than we are by the spiritual. Listen to what the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13:12. Now we see only a dim likeness of things. It is as if we were seeing them in a mirror. But someday we will see clearly. We will see face to face. What I now know is not complete, but someday I will know completely, just as God knows me completely. You see, friends, Paul is acknowledging a truth that we must accept today if we're going to thrive. And it's this. There is a spiritual reality more powerful than physical reality. Paul understood that there are two worlds, the physical one that we all see and feel, and the spiritual one which is only seen dimly. The physical is seen clearly while the spiritual is seen faintly. Our knowledge of that spiritual world is only partial now. And because of that, it can seem less real or less powerful and less important to us. But in actual fact, the reality we choose to believe is the reality that will dominate our lives. If you choose to believe the physical world as more real and more powerful, then that is what will dominate your life. And when adversity comes, you'll get discouraged and you'll get depressed and you'll lose heart because your faith is in the natural physical world. If you base all your decisions, all your feelings, and all your expectations only on the physical side of life, then you are never going to thrive in adversity. Anytime problems come, you'll be dominated by fear. You'll be tormented by doubt, and you'll be motivated by sin. Adversity will weigh you down and discourage you. It will hit you hard and prevent you from thriving. You won't experience the full life Jesus promises because your faith will be in the seen physical world. But if you choose to believe in the spiritual reality, then that force will dominate your life. You'll be able to walk above circumstances because you're not dominated by physical concerns, but rather by spiritual ones. You will thrive even in the midst of adversity because you'll know that thriving is not based on circumstances. It's based on the promises of God. Somebody say amen. For you see, friends, though the spiritual is invisible, it is more powerful than the physical reality. Though we cannot see God, He is stronger and more influential than the things we can see. There's a powerful story in the Old Testament which illustrates this truth for us. In 2 Kings 6, 14 to 17, the Bible tells us that Elisha and his servant were at home in the city, when suddenly an enemy king sent his army to capture Elisha the prophet. Listen to the word of God. Tell us what happened. So one night the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elisha. "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open the eyes and let him see." And the Lord opened the young man's eyes. And when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. Friends, listen to the lesson from this story. When the servant only believed the reality of what he could see, he was overcome with fear. But when his eyes were opened to the truth of the Spirit, he started to rejoice. And friends, here's what you need to know today. When you see the invisible, you can experience the impossible. It doesn't matter what's against you. What matters is who is with you. So the question for you right now is this. Whose report will you believe? As it says in Isaiah 53 verse 1, "Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed His powerful arm?" For when we believe, then God reveals His powerful arm. And that's why I say you can thrive in all circumstances of life. You can thrive even in adversity. When your reality is a spiritual reality, then the outward circumstances you face have no impact on whether or not you thrive. See, I don't thrive based on my bank statement. I don't thrive based on how I feel or what I hear or what anybody says about me. I don't thrive because of my family name or the village I came from or the school I graduated from or even the place where I was born. I don't thrive because of the job I hold or the education I have or the talents I develop. My thriving is not based on any of those physical realities. My thriving is based on the spiritual reality of Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. The Bible tells me what God says about me, and that is my reality. He said He chose me. He said He called me. He said He has a plan for me. He said He was going to give me abundant life. He promised me in John 10:10 that He would give me a better life than I ever dreamed about. So I'm not going to look at my circumstances to guide me. I'm I'm not going to look at my situation to dictate to me. I'm going to look to God's word and His promise and His vision for my life to know where I'm going and what will become of me. And when I look at God's word, I know I'm going to thrive. And when I believe His promise, I know I'm going to thrive. And when I see His vision for my life, I know I'm going to thrive. For even in adversity, He is with me. Even in trials, His love surrounds me. Even when the enemy comes calling, my God has a plan for my life that remains the same. His plan for me is good. His plan for me is peaceful. His plan for me is to prosper. His plan for me is to thrive. Hallelujah. So just say out loud, it's my time to thrive. And it begins by choosing the right reality. Choosing to believe the reality of God instead of the reality of this world. It begins by what you believe. Once there was a region that was beset by lions. These wild lions were going through the region, destroying livestock and sending terror into the villages. The situation became so bad, the administrator in that region offered a reward of $1,000 for each lion that was shot and killed. Well, Jomo and his friend Collins needed money, so they set out to hunt the lions. They hoped to get one and split the money. They trekked through the bush and spent days hunting lions, but all with no success. Finally, one night, they lay down in the open field and fell asleep, exhausted. But at midnight, Collins awoke and discovered 5 hungry lions surrounded their camp. He was panicked. He was so afraid, he started shaking. He grabbed Jomo and started crying. Jomo, wake up. We're surrounded by 5 hungry lions. We are going to die tonight. Jomo woke up and rubbed his eyes. And when he saw the 5 hungry lions circling their camp, he jumped up and shouted, Hallelujah! There are 5 hungry lions around us. We're going to be rich. So what's your perspective on adversity? Do you believe the problem, or do you believe the God who rules over the problem? Do you fear that the lions will kill you, or do you see it as an opportunity to bag them and get the reward? You see, in order to thrive in the right circumstances, you have to have what I call when and then thinking. When I get out of school, then I'll thrive. When I get a job, then I'll thrive. When I get promoted, then I'll thrive. When I get married, then I thrive. When I have kids, then I'll thrive. So many of us are bound by when and then thinking, but that's all wrong. God's way to thriving is different. Not based on when and then. Not based on physical circumstances. It's based on spiritual realities. Based on His word and His promise. It's based on having His life inside of you. And it's based on having the right attitude, an attitude of rejoicing in all things, an attitude that sees God's hands at work in all things, an attitude that believes He will work all things together for good in my life. So I challenge you, choose your reality today. Choose to believe God's report, for when you do, it will change your reaction to adversity. Amen and amen. Well, you know what, friends? This lesson on how to thrive in adversity is such an important lesson. It impacts our lives in such a great way. We couldn't cover all of the truth in just one session. So I'm going to continue this teaching next week, and we're going to look at how we can continue to thrive in adversity. But let me just take a moment to review some of the great truths that God has given to us today. First of all, we understand that there are 2 realities, a physical reality and a spiritual reality. The physical reality is what you see and feel and touch and those things you experience in your everyday life. But the spiritual reality is what God tells us in His Word. And the question for us today is, which reality are you going to believe? Are you going to base your life upon the physical reality of what you feel and touch and see? Or are you going to base your life on the spiritual reality of God's Word? For you see, when you base your life on God's word, when you realign your reaction to adversity to line up with God's word, then you are on the path to thriving,
to living life to its fullest. You'll experience the blessing of God. So let me ask you a question today. What is your normal response to adversity? Do you become panic-stricken when things happen around you that you don't understand and that you find difficult to endure? Or do you confidently look to God's word and choose to believe His reality? Remember, things happen around us. Things happen to us. But what really matters is what's happening inside of us. When you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His word, then you will have the peace that passes all understanding and you will thrive in life. I want to remind you that you can go to my website, www.revrcw.com, to get the teaching notes and the study guide for today's lesson. Not only that, on my website, you'll find all the episodes of Revelation, and you can enjoy the blessing that God has given to us through His Word. If you happen to live in the greater Accra region, I want to invite you to join me this weekend at Agape House New Testament Church. I know the Lord will bless you as you come to fellowship with us. Well, don't miss next week's powerful teaching on Thrive in Adversity as we go to part two and discover how you can live the victorious life. Until then, may God richly bless you.
My life at Agape House New Testament Church has been a life of immense growth. I found Reverend Wickham's teaching on Sundays to be thought-provoking and challenging. But I also discovered that attending life group where you could get to discuss the scriptures that he preached on Sunday with other Christians and to fellowship with them kind of cemented the Word of God in my heart. And I went away twice a week having eaten the Word of God and finding that I'm actually a better Christian as a result of that. And for this, I'm grateful.
God is love, and a home of love is Agape House New Testament Church, led by God's anointed servant, Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
God is working, and nothing can stop Him. There's no one who can stop you when you've got the love of God in you, and the love of God means He's always on your side. Somebody shout hallelujah.
At Agape House, we believe in the transforming power of God's love, because God has a plan for all His children. It's an exciting, thriving, multicultural, and contemporary environment, and you don't have to feel alone. Come join our family and experience this amazing love of God at our weekend services, Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the first service and 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the second service. The Agape House New Testament Church is located at Agape Land, East Legon, close to the ANC Square. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God and transforming lives.
This program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.